There's a book on the bestseller list these days called Oregon Trail. It's by the improbably named Renker Buck, and it's about a trip that he and his brother made a few years ago following the Oregon Trail in a mule-drawn wagon. In the annals of travel writing, this book's pretty unusual. It may contain more about mules and wagons than you ever wanted to know, but there's a fair amount about northeastern Kansas in here that you should be interested in. First off, the inspiration for this trip was a visit to the Hollenberg Ranch and Pony Express station up in Marshall County, Kansas. This structure, near the town of Hanover, was built for travelers on the Oregon Trail, then converted into a Pony Express station. Today, it's a state historical site. Now, Buck lives back east, but what he learns at the station inspires him to recreate one of those covered wagon trips on the Oregon Trail using a wagon that he buys in Horton, Kansas. The Hollenberg station isn't the only thing in Kansas that impresses him. Once he gets underway, he's entranced by the northern extension of the Kansas Flint Hills. He calls them hypnotic. Kansas wildflowers here are a kaleidoscope of naturally lit color, he writes. All of life and its possibilities seemed arrayed forever, sky to sky, Flint Hill to Flint Hill. He isn't only turned on by the landscape and the history. The people in Kansas grab his heart. In Marysville, he's invited to use the rodeo ground corrals to put his mules up for the night. It's the first of many acts of hospitality along the trail. Now, there's a lot of Oregon Trail material in Kansas that he doesn't mention, like Alcove Spring, a famous trail stop near Blue Rapids. But he covers other things that most people probably don't know. For example, all sorts of smaller feeder trails join up with the main Oregon Trail in Kansas, to the point that the northeastern part of the state was called Junction Country. There are lots of people like Buck. They may not cross the country in a covered wagon, though they'd probably like to. They do love trails like the Oregon Trail or the Santa Fe Trail. Rut nuts, they're called, because they seek out wagon ruts, the swales of ground that wagon wheels cut into the ground. These people have formed associations to study, preserve, and celebrate those old trails. And the rest of us should know something about all this, too. At least the Kansas part. A great national migration got its start right here. Shoot, one branch of the trail went right through Lawrence and close to Topeka. There's a marker on top of Mount Oread, just a few blocks from this radio station, where pioneers set up camp. Sometimes I think outsiders see us better than we see ourselves. There's a long literary history of Kansas appraisals by non-Kansans, from Truman Capote to William Least Heat Moon. Buck's writing may not remind you of In Cold Blood or Prairie Earth, but I'm sure as heck not going to argue with a guy who crossed northeastern Kansas, let alone the rest of the Oregon Trail, behind a team of mules.